Coming up in April, specifically for women 50 plus, our friend psychologist, author, and parenting relationship expert Sarah Dimmerman joins Canada Now. And Sarah, you feel 50 plus women desire and need programs and support specific to them.
I absolutely do. And I think, you know, part of that awareness is because I have many women 50 plus in my counseling practice who speak to me about all different issues, as well as being a 50 plus woman myself. So I feel like personal and professional experience, it makes me feel that women 50 plus do need additional support that is specifically tailored for us.
Yeah, and this is a great opportunity for women over 50 to meet other women about the same age, because it can often be harder to meet people when you get older. Like at some point, some age, you just stop getting new friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so for many people, the six-week support group that I run, as well as the one-day event that I'm holding in April, is absolutely an opportunity for women to meet other people their own age, because as you said, you know, they may not have the opportunity to meet other people, but many women already have their set of friends and they're not necessarily looking to make new friends, although that's a nice feature of it. But I think the big difference is that, you know, even with friends, you don't typically want to burden them with a lot of the issues that are going on in your life, or you may not even have the opportunity, or you may not feel comfortable talking to them about the deeper issues. And I think when women come together and they have a facilitator such as myself that actually is coming to them each week with a different topic that pertains to them, then they're more encouraged to actually open up to one another. And I think one of the wonderful parts is that women say, oh my goodness, you too? I didn't think anybody else felt that way. So I think it's just, it obviously the camaraderie is so important, but it's also just hearing from other women of the same age group.
Yeah, and it's an age where you'll often reflect on what your life has been like so far, and you'll wonder, like, all right, well, what's coming up next?
Right, and so the three components that I try to focus on are helping women find passion, purpose, and peace of mind. So many women, as you said, have perhaps, you know, they were raised their children are maybe now either at university or have left home. They may be winding down a busy career. They may not. They may be looking for where their passion lies. Maybe they haven't really indulged themselves in things that they were passionate about before and have kind of put it on hold for many years. The peace of mind, just as I said, in knowing that other women feel similar ways and just learning to sometimes accept what life is at that age. The purpose, you know, what does my life mean? As you said, reflecting on where have I been? For many women, even such as myself, who has a busy career, a large part of my role has been being a mom. And my younger daughter is away at university. My older daughter is leaving to go live on her own this year. And so, you know, the purpose of being a mom has certainly been taken away. And I think as much as we look forward to potentially traveling more or having more time, it's a very difficult transition, I think, in our lives when our children do leave and we start to reevaluate what role do we have other than, you know, being a wife and a mom and having a career, you know, where do we stand? So there's many different areas that we dive into.
It's also that role, or maybe that pending role, of becoming a grandparent, because I know in my lifetime, Sarah, I can think of two different women that were 50 and 50 plus that were anticipating being grandparents and thinking, you know, I'm going to love being a grandparent, but I don't only want to be a grandparent.
Absolutely. So, you know, you bring up an interesting point, because I was also going to mention that a big part of even being 50 plus is caregiving for your elderly parents who are the grandparents. So that's another big part. But then also, as you said, you know, when we go into our 50s and our children are getting older, and hopefully, you know, if they want to get married one day and have children, we're anticipating what it'll be like to be a grandparent. And I think many years ago, it was almost automatically assumed that when we had grandchildren, that we would be expected to play a very important, I mean, we do play a very important role in their lives, I believe, but, you know, in terms of the caregiving aspect. And I think Many women in particular nowadays have a difficult time maybe saying no to their grown children in regards to taking care of their grandchildren, but also want to be able to find activities and do things with their spouse if they choose that are separate to being a grandparent. So it's about, so many of the women that come to me are maybe not quite there yet, because I find that even though it's 50 plus, the majority of women that come to the groups tend to be between 50 and say 65. So some of them may just be on the verge of becoming grandparents, or, they're not really in the full throes of it yet. But I think thinking about it before you become a grandparent is a great idea, because learning how to say no gracefully and learning how to set boundaries is a big part of being 50 plus too, I believe.
Yeah, it's this strange middle period where you're not quite as busy as you used to be juggling a career and raising kids, because the kids have kind of moved on up, and maybe you still have that career, but maybe, that career is winding down where you want to do something different, but you're not ready to retire yet either.
Absolutely. So the women that have come into my group, vary anywhere from, as you said, women that are still actively involved in their careers to others who are winding it down to others who have retired. And I think retirement too is very challenging for many women, because as much as, again, you dream of having all those days to do whatever you want in, the reality is that I think, when you have too much time on your hands, you often are not as productive, and therefore you feel not as good about yourself. And so you don't want to be overly busy and fill all that time that you had before, but you also want to feel that you're filling it with something that makes you feel worthwhile. Because if you don't feel that you're worthwhile, if you don't feel like you have something to get up for every morning, then life can be kind of boring and sad.
Sarah, womensupport.ca, helpmesarah.com, is that where people can go to find out more about your events and your support groups?
Yeah, so womensupport.ca, as you said, and helpmesarah.com. The women's support is women and then support, 1S, in the middle there. And so, as I said, 6-week support groups that I'm running, as well as a 1-day event in April where I have a doctor who specializes in hormonal replacement, works with bioidentical hormones. A lot of women are concerned about going on, synthetic hormones when they have hot flushes and go through menopause. So she'll be talking about that, as well as a dietitian who'll be talking about eating right after 50. So keeping ourselves healthy. I think it'll be a really great day of education and support.
Fantastic. Psychologist, author, and parenting relationship expert, Sarah Dimmerman. Sarah, you're the best in the business. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Chip.
Appreciate it.